Hello. Welcome to 2022. We made it. We're all here. Let us dive right in to what is needed at hand. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States. That, my friends, as everyone knows and recognizes, is the preamble to our glorious Constitution. The document that most people think gives us our freedom, but in reality restricts what the government's powers over us can do. As one of the major differences between our Constitution and many others is our power comes inherently from God above, a God, whatever God you believe in. We'll tackle that subject on a different day. But that's how it was written, and that's why we, the people, have the power in our Constitution, not the government. And that is one of the principal differences between our Constitution and, like I said, so many others that almost replicate ours. They leave out certain things, obviously, like the Second Amendment and certain things that they don't think are needed. They think they've perfected upon ours. But in reality, the state, the government still holds the true power, not the people. And that, in essence, in reality, defies the true definition of a republic. As the word republic itself means of and for the people. And so in order to have a true republic, the people must govern themselves. An empire is what happens when a government outgrows the people. And maybe we're at that threshold now. Maybe we've already been there for the last 25, 50 years. Some would say 75 to 100, where the government has taken upon itself to act on its own and has outgrown the people. I, for one, understand how this is happening, but do not believe that it should be happening. And see a solution for fixing it. And this is going to be an interesting year. So hello, my friends. If you're not familiar with me, my name is Mark Christopher Garrett. I am running for District 2, Florida, and we are looking to make some changes that will restore our government back to the intended ways of what it was supposed to be. And I'm going to break all that down as we continue this podcast and get into it more and more. This is where you'll find out most about the campaign I'm running and what we will be up to here, and possibly some videos on YouTube. And we will be out campaigning in our respective counties here in Florida. However, other than that, you know, we will not be trying to go viral with the latest and greatest. We won't be meme fighting, you know, on the social media wars and this, that, and the other to, you know, satisfy our ego. We won't be looking for the next sound bites or video clips just to gratify and ingratiate our egos. What we will be doing is going back and fixing where the government has deviated from their responsibilities and their duties. And it all starts right here with the preamble to the Constitution. And we can even break this down and show how currently the you know, Congress and the Senate have deviated so far from just this first paragraph, this first simple paragraph. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, meaning we understood that it was not perfect, that there was still room to grow on, Therefore, we don't need to beat ourselves over the head with a club. We are here now, so let's fix it from here now. We don't need to destroy our cities in the process to acknowledge what we already know. To establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and that's part of it. How are these riots in the cities ensuring domestic tranquility for anybody? Right here, you are violating your oath of office. But we'll continue. Provide for the common defense. Well, that's even a bigger story that we'll have to break down on another podcast. Promote the general welfare. Now that one you seem to really want to jump on board and either want to stay out of people's bodies or take total possession of their bodies. Which is it? And again, we'll be breaking all of this down in future podcasts and in future on the website. You know, we have where I write everything down, my blog. So you can either go to the blog and catch up with what we're doing, or you will find it here. But that's essentially what we're going to be doing, and breaking all of this down. Secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Posterity just means, you know, our future, to our children and our children's children. And I don't see that. I don't see how opening borders is securing anyone's posterity. I would really like someone currently serving to explain that to me, because that seems to be an issue that both of you seem to have a partisan shared responsibility on, since there's only two of you controlling the House and you can't seem to fix this problem in the 100 plus years you've been there. Anyway, my time is running to an end for this segment. And we're going to continue to break down the Constitution. This is just the preamble. There's so much more to get into here. There's so much more to talk about. I'd love to hear feedback from everybody. But we need to clean up D.C. And the way we're going to do that is not by rioting. It's not going to be by having all the talking heads sway from this thing to that thing. What it's going to be doing is by analyzing the reality of what our rights truly are, and move on from here. This is where we're at. We're not in history. We can define our future, but we have to pick up from this moment in time. Now, I'm not saying to forget our past, but most of the past did not involve me personally and did not involve you personally. So while we can acknowledge it and understand it, one thing we can make sure of is that it never happens again. So anyway, my friends, stay tuned for the next one. Subscribe, do all the, you know, stuff you're supposed to do. I'm not really into the social media thing, but if you want to stay tuned, go to the website, Mark Christopher Garrett. We'd love for you to fill out the candidate petition form to help get us on the ballot. Otherwise, we'll have to be a hand filled in, and you guys know how that goes. Most of what we're going to be doing will be in the courts with legal procedures, so we're not really worried so much about the ballot thing anyway. Either way, I would like to thank all of you for listening, and check back frequently.